Hey, this is Stephen Pope. I'm joined here with Joshua from AMPT. And there's just a really incredible thing that AMPT did for the Amazon community. And I really want to give him a shout out. So I'm talking to Josh today. So tell me how you guys helped lobby Amazon to make it so that when you run Google ads to Amazon, that they don't show those freaking competitor ads when they land on the Amazon page.
Absolutely, yeah. So we didn't get rid of all of them, but we got rid of the key one, which was right at the top, that competitive ad widget. Rewind this tape, back in January, the data science part of my team noticed a big discrepancy between conversion on desktop and mobile. And obviously mobile, you're going to have better click-through because people pick up their phone. But conversion, when you're on a desktop, you're shopping, you're ready to go buy. We thought that for sure should be at least the same, if not higher, but it was the inverse. And we dug in and said, why is that happening? So we quickly found this competitive ad widget only being showed from people that coming from Google properties. So think email, search, ads, and then they land and they see your top three competitors at the top. So we have our weekly stand-ups with Google's engineering team on attribution. And we said, hey, Amazon, or sorry, with the Amazon attribution team. And we said, hey, Amazon, you're growing your engineering team, you're having this go global on attribution, and yet you're gonna have customers land on, your seller customers land on the page and arbitrage against them with all the ads. I get your Amazon ads as a profit center, but
And when you talk about the arbitrage, you're mentioning how uncool is it if I spend a dollar a click on Google and then I send somebody to Amazon, and at the very top of that banner, you see them referencing a competitor. Like, would you spend your money, Joshua, on Google Ads if that was happening?
No, I'd be, well, I mean,
you would, but it would just be like, you just don't feel good about it, do you?
That's right, yeah, and so the thing that was hard for us is we also have hundreds of customers, thousands of customers that are depending on sending traffic that is gonna convert well. And that's the promise from Amazon. Obviously, that's a promise from AMPT as well. So we uncovered this and we said, hey, Amazon, we need to change this. And Amazon's all about the best customer experience, which is why they're supposedly giving those customer advertisements. But we said, hey, I think it's a better customer experience when they're getting the right product, they're getting met with the right product, right when they're felt need, they have that pain, and they're coming over to land, and they're probably going to buy other products as well. So Amazon said, okay, after about a month of lobbying, so four weeks of every meeting that we have with them in our stand-up, they said, we're going to do a test. So they did a test. And when they did the test, the test took a while to set up. We worked with them, the engineering team, and kind of helped shape it a bit. And then the test went out, they came back and said, hey, with the subset of traffic, the results weren't compelling enough to actually make a change. And we said,
wait a minute, how'd you run that test?
How'd you run that test? I mean, they didn't give us all behind the scenes, but we had a rough scope of how they were doing the test. And we said, hey, guys, can we re-look at the test in a different way? And so we worked together with them. By the way, quick shout out to the Amazon attribution team for doing this and pushing this through. Eric, Andrew, the rest of those guys are awesome. So they put the test again. They're really looking out for the customer here. Again, Amazon's a big machine, right? Lots of different silos.
And Amazon is customer centric. That's part of their mantra and their model, which is why I feel like you had a compelling case, right?
That's right.
Why would I, as a seller, spend money on something that's not relevant to the consumer and then help somebody else that's not my brand, right? So
exactly.
There's a compelling seller element to this, but at the end of the day, it does fit Amazon's first protocol, which is what is customer-centric.
Exactly, and that is why when they put that ad out on Google, they designed the perfect ad that's just their unique value proposition, their the shade variation type, whatever it is, and they want to land on that and get that, not different versions of that, right?
Yes.
It's not a good customer experience. Anyway, so they went and they did another test, and so excited to say, and you guys have probably all heard this now. This is now a month old news. But on August 10th, well, so first of all, they said, we think we got it through. Stand by, stay tuned. And then super excited on August 10th, they rolled it out globally. And you might've gotten the newsletter, I think on August 8th or 7th, the brand newsletter. And they said that we made a global structural change across all of Amazon that not only deletes the competitive ad widget, but changes it. So it went from a negative to a neutral to, it says
positive.
Other products from this brand, your brand. So excited that we got to do that for the community. Obviously it helps our customers, but hopefully it helps any of you that are doing
So I sincerely wanted to shoot this video with Joshua to give them this shout out, because when a company does something, obviously it's going to help them with their business, and I get that, but like, everybody in the community has a major incentive now to go run Google ads, because now it's more authentically pushing your own products. And we know that the attribution model has been a little shaky. It's been a little rough, right? Like, but these guys...
We're working with them on that,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's come a long way in the last couple of years. So yeah. If you guys haven't heard about Amped, check them out. Joshua, I've met him multiple times at conferences. We're down here at the Surge Conference down in Tampa. Very great conference.
Yeah, it's an awesome conference. Yeah.
And so I was just so happy to share this good news and the impact. So on behalf of all of the Amazon community, Joshua, I know you didn't get enough recognition for this.
No worries.
Thank you.
Yeah, hey, you're welcome. And thank you for being such a great supporter. And you should go check out my Amazon guy. They have an amazing service for Seller Central.
I appreciate that too. Thank you, Joshua. All right. See you. All right. So we're going to do a demonstration of AMP. I'm talking to Tyler here. So Tyler, show me some of the nuts and bolts. Tell me what you guys do.
Yeah, definitely. So what AMP does is we connect Google and Amazon together. So first time in the world where Amazon sellers are actually able to market their products on Google and actually see what converts on Amazon ads. Think of AMP as an intermediary between Google and Amazon, and packed with a bunch of data science and the data that you need to run successful campaigns.
What do you mean, this Google thing? Google ads are a thing?
Like... People still search on Google. A lot, about 9 billion searches per day on Google still, so it's kind
yeah.
of wild.
Yeah, so it's the second most important search engine now.
Yes, I would say, I mean, $1 Amazon ads, $2 Google ads.
There you go.
They're searching.
All right, so show me what you got.
Yeah. Definitely. So this is the AMP platform. You're an Amazon seller here. First thing you do is you connect your Amazon Ads account. Super easy to do. Just OAuth in, log in with your credentials. Then you connect Amazon Seller Central. Seller Central, obviously a lot of data in there. Tacos is a big component of external traffic and the impact that it can have on your ranking. And then the third step is connect to your Google Ads. If you don't have a Google Ads account, you can create one with our system. Really easy to do. Get a $500 Google
Ad. Nice little credit there.
Yep. Get you started, right? And from there, AMP has everything we need to give you the data to actually drive profitable conversions from Google Ads. And from there, you turn your campaigns on, and then we perfectly stitch and marry together Google data and Amazon data. So campaign level and keyword level, campaign level impressions, clicks, and costs from Google Ads, married together perfectly with conversions and revenue from Amazon ads.
Does that solve the number one problem people have? Like, hey, I just feel like I'm throwing money away on Google.
What works, what doesn't work. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And was it ad group one? Was it ad group two? How do I know how to optimize this?
Exactly.
Because Google and Amazon don't want to work together.
They don't want to work together. They legally can't for privacy issues, right? And so now the ability to communicate to each other through an intermediary like AMP allows Amazon sellers to treat Google ads just like Amazon ads. Think about Amazon ads. You have all the data you need to make the right decisions. Now with AMP, you have the exact same data, so you can make the same kind of decisions and have a second marketing channel, a second revenue stream for your business.
Okay, so to show me a little bit more here, like what's really cool about the AMP platform?
Yes, so beyond perfectly stitching the data together and fully automating attribution, we also give you the keyword level data so you can see what converts and what doesn't. If we look at this campaign's fairly straightforward, a 23% total ACOS or campaign level ACOS. And then a bunch of keywords that are all pretty consistent, 19%, 28%, 19%.
So you got your ACOS level dialing in to one single platform, marrying them together.
Exactly. And then you have the ability to actually drive more efficiency with this data. So in this case, you have a 15% campaign level ACOS, but one of these keywords down here has a 4% ACOS. That's pre-brand referral bonus. So that keyword is actually a negative.
Wait a minute. For those that don't know what you're talking about, this brand referral bonus, what's that?
Yeah, so it's Amazon paying you 10% back of sales. So if you bring in $1,000 of revenue from Google Ads, Amazon pays you $100 back. It's one of the many ways that they're incentivizing brands to bring in external traffic into the Amazon platform.
Wow. So now I don't have an excuse to send all my traffic to Shopify.
Exactly.
Right? Where I know it's actually going to convert better on Amazon.
We spent years sending traffic to Shopify and BigCommerce, and a small portion of our customers would convert efficiently. We send the same traffic now to Amazon, and it converts. Amazon actually did a case study recently of the power of the brand referral bonus and how external traffic actually impacts ranking. One of the things they highlighted in their case study was that their campaigns converted 5 times better when sending it to Amazon versus sending it to Shopify.
5 times. Five times.
5 times better. And it's very consistent with what we see. I think like 9% of our customers that were sending traffic to Shopify saw any conversions. I think like 65% of our customers see profitable conversions when sending it to Amazon now. So, and that
sounds like a worthy test.
Yes. We always teach testing, right? It's a new channel. It's going to take a little bit of time. You got to collect the data, read the data, and make the right decisions. But that's why we like working with the Amazon brands, because they understand how to read data. They're entrepreneurs. They're in the weeds, and they like to look at the data.
Cool. Anything else somebody needs to know about AMP or how to get in touch?
Yeah. Reach out to us at info@amp.io. If you have an agency, we have a great AMP agency certification program as well. So talk to your agency and see if they're certified, and we can get everyone set up.
All right. Thanks so much, Josh. Appreciate it.